This is Dr. Sabrina Polanski, but if she Carolyn Carter, and you can show a history of ulcerative colitis, ectal bleeding. She's not taking any medication for ulcerative colitis this time. She stopped taking mesalamine. She has never had any biological agent. She has ulcerative colitis only treated on and off with the steroids. So her date of birth is 10-10-1962. So this is going to go back to the blood pressure, with biopsy and a cold polysaccharide instrument to use the blood pressure, the terminal area was interpreted, terminal got out of the picture. Patient appeared to be having a inflammation in the cecum area around the appendix, around the appendix orifice. Multiple biopsies who are inflammatory was new plastic changes. Rest of the colon all the way up to the splenic fracture, unremarkable. A few scared articles is noted, but I did an antibiotic from the cecum, ascending colon, transverse colon, descending colon, sigmoid colon, and rectum, and they also had separate jars. I saw the inflammatory changes starting from the rectum all the way up to mid-descending colon, which was moderate severe in nature. From the mid-descending up to splenic fracture, I could see the denudation, D-E-N-U-D-A-T-I, denudation of the mucosa from the scarring from the prior ulcerative colitis. So random biopsy were taken from the descending colon also and sigmoid and the rectum, all separate jars. There was one pseudo polyp noted at the distal descending colon with the removal of the cold polyp. So firstly, completely, retrospection could not be done completely because of the patient's discomfort and because of shortening the rectum because of the ulcerative colitis, it was susceptible to patient offered no complication. Finding colonoscopy up to cecum and terminal ileum, number 2, adequate prep, number 3, gross normal terminal ileum, nervous and ileitis, but the biopsy was taken from the rheumatic inflammation. Number 4, the cecum around the appendix orifice appeared to be inflamed, moderately inflamed, and causing the granulation of the mucosa. Multiple biopsies were taken in 7 separate jars. 2 were neoplastic was inflammatory changes. Number 5, the colon from the cecum all the way up to the splenic flexure was appeared to be normal appearing mucosa, but the biopsies were taken in 7 separate jars. The inflammation was number 6, the left side ulcerative proctocolitis noted, which went all the way up to the mid-descending colon, more severe in nature. From the mid-descending was splenic fracture, the denudation, D-E-N-U-D-A-T-I, and denudation, the mucosa, and scarring from the prior ulcerative colitis. The random biopsy were taken from the descending colon, from the sigmoid colon, the rectum. They all sent separate jars. Number 8, there was a pseudopolyp noted at the distal descending colon, removed completely and sent in separate jar. And number 9, patient has a severe proctitis also. Recommendation, other for the biopsies from the terminal ileum, cecum, and the rest of the colon, left side colon, and the rectum. Number 2, other for the pseudopolyp rectum biopsy. Number 3, I'm going to start a patient on prednisone, start 40 milligram per day for 10 days, taper down to 35 milligram per day for 10 days, then 30 milligram per day for 10 days, then 25 milligram per daily for 10 days, and 20 milligram per daily for 10 days, and 50 milligram per daily for 10 days, and 10 milligram per daily for 10 days, and 5 milligram per daily for 10 days. And also, it's going to start a patient on acetol, 800 milligram per TID. And also, recommend to have a CT enterogram to see if there's any small bowel involvement of the inflammatory changes because of fecal inflammation noted. So they rule out if there's any overlapping of the Crohn's. And number 4, 5, recommendation of the Prometheus test, Prometheus, Prometheus test. And also recommend to be considering a biological agent treatment like Humira. And before the patient would need a QuantiFERON test and hepatitis B testing because of the nature of the ulcerative colitis, so she would benefit from biological agents. And patient follow-up in 1 to 2 weeks. End of dictation. Please send a copy to the patient primary care provider. and copy to Dr. Padmasetti, the procedure of August 27, 2022, Dr. Shalka, 27, 2022, patient of 2 minutes.